Afterward to section 7. The conjunction of immortal and fathomless in the 7th section marks a critical turning in Song of Myself. Whitman the seer proclaiming the limits of his knowledge, which are the depths of the individual soul. He knows what cannot be measured, the secrets of a life, the inscrutable forces that lead someone to take one path instead of another, the stirrings of desire, demands of the community, promptings of the unconscious, uncharted currents, instincts, ideas, imperatives of what? It is impossible to map the terrain traditionally reserved for God, and yet the poet records the voices murmuring in the dark, guesses at what was left out of the confession, offers hosannas for the living and the dead. In Whitman's democratic dispensation, all is acknowledged and absorbed and absolved. Hence the different levels of diction and registers of tone rubbing up against one another, forming a musical chord in which multiple languages, read, lives, are resolved, every kind for itself. Note how he glides in the second line from the bureaucratic, I hasten to inform, to the colloquial, it is just as lucky, the lawyerly giving way to the wisdom of the streets and the ages. Undrape, he commands, you are not guilty to me, for this mate and companion of everyone, male and female, brother and sister, lover and mother, and the mothers of mothers, sees all and forgives all, even the one who slighted him, a seemingly autobiographical moment. He may not know what lies in the heart of the other, but he will believe in it just the same.